Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is the show where we drop all the knowledge, all the hardcore, nerdcore knowledge on you.
Through the radio waves.
We also do music. That's sort of a thing we do. So
we've been doing a lot of music.
We did a lot of music last episode. Before we actually get too
like
far
music.
In this one, we started with Threshold by Sex Bob-omb off the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. And then Rhett and Link with Rub Some Bacon on it. Rhett and Link has been blowing up. They've been...
Dude, I've been loving Rhett and Link
fun fact,
for a while.
They are more popular now than the Fine Brothers. Because, do you know what the Fine Brothers did recently?
No.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a marine segment. Cool. Before we get too far into the show, and I forget again, Bear, we have a website. What is the website, Bear?
Go over to exppoints.com, and don't forget to double tap that P.
We also have social media. You can check out all of our social media happenings on exppoints.com/social. We made it so easy for you. It's an entire landing page at one place /social. It's so good. We got Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube. We got Steam community. We even have Patreon and iTunes links, so if you wanted to stream us online, or you want to sync us to your devices,
or
rather.
Or you just want to give us money.
You can give us money from the PayPal and the Patreon links, which is so good. I actually meant iTunes and Stitcher,
Patreon. I was rolling with
it. Yeah.
I do what you do.
For those that don't know, Patreon is be the patron of the arts. We are the arts. You would be the patrons, and you'd give us money to do funny things. So $5, we awkwardly bake and then name cupcakes after you as we eat
I do believe this changes every time you announce this.
Yeah, we
like
try
it.
To make different things. Now, there are some links on there. You give us money, pretty sure we'd almost do anything, and I'm looking at you, Steve, almost anything.
Almost.
So we are going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back and talk about what we did last week. This is I Want to Be the One to Watch You Die by the Megas, and then part one, Broken by It from Ludo. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still, this is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard part one, The Broken Bride by Ludo. Before that, we opened the whole thing up with I Wanna Be the One to Watch You Die by the Megas. This is a segment of our awesome, super cool, great,
awesome radio show.
Exclusive for you, memberships only part of the show.
Memberships only, really.
Memberships only.
You as long as you have a radio.
You got a radio, or you have the internet.
90.9 FM.
That's it. Anyway, this is a part of our show where we talk about what we did the last week, the last 2 weeks, however long since you heard us last, what have we been doing? Typically, we open with Bear. This show, however, we are going to open with Bear. Bear, did you...
I don't know, you kind of put me on the spot this time.
We're deviating so much from the norm.
We always start with me, so I wasn't expecting you to start with me
this
time.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sorry. We're going to do it live.
We're doing it live? Okay, cool.
What do you... It's funny because this is recorded.
that is funny.
What did you do the last 2 weeks? I see one thing you did, and I'm a little upset about it.
Okay, fine. I'll go ahead and talk about that.
Go ahead and talk about that. I'm just preparing it.
There's a bit of a thing that people who know me know about me.
Yeah.
And it's that me and technology, I love technology, but technology doesn't so much love me, especially since we've entered this age of touchscreens.
Right.
And every touchscreen I have inevitably breaks around me.
You can't touch the screen with a hammer. Well, you can just once.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man.
Maybe
I get really aggravated. Okay,
you should hammer finger it.
I got a new phone, January?
Yeah, maybe.
January, because over Christmas I was working a gig and dropped my phone from about 3 stories up into the road and it smashed.
It still works, though.
It still works, but the screen's all smashed and there's like chunks that makes you bleed.
Yeah.
So a little blood sacrifice to the communication gods and you
gods.
Can talk.
Yeah.
My latest phone was the LG G Flex 2.
Yeah.
And
it looks very similar to the G4.
Yeah,
it's
very,
like,
very
it's
similar.
It's like a budget
actually.
G4, but not much budget. Like,
no, it's actually a really nice phone. I've loved it so far. I broke it.
Yeah. Well, it's not... Okay.
It's not so, shattered. So, I'm going to continue using this one.
During the break, whenever he showed me the phone, I just started screaming.
Yeah, he was very upset
because
with
I'm like,
me.
Come on. You can't be that bad. Like, you fell downstairs and smashed your phone. You dropped your phone 5 inches and it broke one time.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, just after I got
Moto X. You dropped it off a building. Okay, yeah. That has a reason. But then you dropped this one or something.
I got a message and I got super excited. And I'm, like, grabbing it out of my pocket and flung it across the parking lot.
Whoa, someone loves me. Interact with me.
Yeah, humans. My human communication device is dead.
Show my love for them by throwing this against some hard object, some wall.
So
it doesn't look too bad. They're like, you can only see it from an angle.
Now, what Matt hasn't seen yet is my Nexus 7 tablet.
What?
I crushed it.
Crushed it.
I had it in my back pocket, and I sat on the edge of a concrete bench, it got crushed.
That is one of my biggest fears about those, because they fit so perfectly.
I know, it does. And to be fair, I've had this one since the day it released.
Okay, so this is a Gen 1 or Gen 2?
Gen 2.
Okay.
So, I mean, so it's been a few years. That is impressive.
Yeah, it's 2012, I think. It's made three or four years.
Yeah, how? Was it really?
2012, 2013. I think 13.
So about...
Because we did a pseudo review. Go check that out online on exppoints.com.
I've crushed two of my devices this week. Wow. It's been a rough week for electronics and me.
Is this your PB, your personal best?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're doing pretty well.
Winner!
So I did that, and then things I didn't break, I finished Undertale.
Awesome.
And it's an amazing game.
Out of 10 stars, or out of 10 points.
So far, it's my favorite game that I've played this year.
Oh, okay.
So,
10 2016, even though it's a 2015
game. It's a 2015 game, but I've started playing it this year.
Did you have a favorite game of 2015? Is it better than that?
Man.
I think we talked about it.
I don't remember what I'll release, though, so I'd have to go back and watch the show and see what I said.
Watch the radio show.
That's right. Dude, I like watching the waveforms, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, cool. So I did that, and do you know what this year is?
The Lunar Festival, Year of the Monkey.
I was actually wondering what year it was. No, it's also...
I only know that because... Mark Zuckerberg put out a video where he's speaking Chinese, and it's funny because him and his wife, like his wife's Chinese,
right?
And they had a kid who I guess is half Chinese, and it's the Chinese New Year. It's the Lunar Festival. I know, and you should all know because one, wow. Two, because Steam is doing a sale. And then three, because all of you use Facebook, so you should see this video on someone's wall and they either love it or they hate it. It's one of those two. They made a video and that's a thing they did. No, it's either I love Mark Zuckerberg because, Facebook and, look at this video, or I hate Mark Zuckerberg. He's trying to get in with the emotions. So
there's
two things. Anyway, so what year is it for you?
Aside from being the Year of the Monkey, it is the 20th anniversary of Pokemon this year.
I did see that. In fact, fun fact, and this sort of, I assume you're going to talk about Pokemon. I see you leading to that.
My God, he's so clever.
So you can actually stream the first Pokemon movie for free online right now for the 20th year anniversary. You'll have to Google where it is, but you can stream it for free.
Okay, yeah. So it's the 20th year. So every month this year, they're giving out a code for kind of like a legendary Pokemon that you can't get in the games otherwise.
Okay.
February's was Mew. There's also a plushie and like a little action figure associated with these each month. So after driving around to like 5 GameStops, and GameStops are the ones getting everything.
Fun fact, GameStops are still in business.
Yeah, so I had to physically go to a GameStop, which has actually been a while since I've been to.
You walk in and you're
like, last time I was there was to buy my 3DS.
What are Amiibos? I am Amiibos. What are Amiibos?
Amiibos.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went to like 5 before I finally was able to find the Mew plushie. So I got that. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
I see you shaking your head.
No,
the Mew plushie,
you're
the
right
figure, and I ended up with a whole bunch of codes. Yep. So, yeah, that's the thing. And I got my Mew, but I also just reset my Pokemon X game.
Okay.
So I've actually only got one badge and everything. So I got the Mew. He's level 100, and he sleeps if I try to use him because I can't control a level 100 Pokemon yet.
Oh, so it's kind of pointless right now.
Yeah, but it'll build up, and once I get up there.
One day you'll be the very best like no one ever was. One day.
That's my goal, really. that's pretty much what I've been up to is playing Pokemon, playing Undertale.
You should have gone second because we're actually going to segment and segue into like Gotta Catch Them All by Power Glove. That's going to be one of our middle songs. Nice. So we're going to get to that.
One other thing I want to mention was the guys, Robert Space Industries, is doing Star Citizen.
Yep.
I can't say what they did for me because they asked me not to because it goes against their general policy, but they're an amazing company.
Okay, so they did.
Just
they
know
did
them. They were awesome guys.
They did some of the underhand under the table space political stuff.
Space politics.
We've been against for years.
And they're really an awesome company.
Vote Chris Roberts 3016.
Chris Roberts 3016.
In a political yes commercial. That's the one thing.
I fully endorse Chris Roberts 3016.
They haven't started doing that. You know, with Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders.
I'm actually surprised they haven't done one
all
yet.
The crazy things. You know, I expect them to eventually do this thing where you're in the game and you're watching a TV show in the game about stuff happening that parodies real life in the game that you can then affect in the game. Like maybe they'll have, I don't know,
That would be fun.
Electoral colleges in space, and we'll be able to
vote
on their on the national leader or something. So the intergalactic leader. Which
reminded me of Twilight Imperium. Whenever you have like the intergalactic Congress or whatever,
intergalactic planet. Wait,
everyone has to like vote on issues like in game. It's a board game, by the way. Twilight Imperium. It's an amazing board game. Have I tried to play it with you yet?
No, you told me to make sure that you have several hours to set aside.
Yeah,
like
so
maybe 9 hours.
We still
hours.
Need to do that.
More hours than you spent in school in a normal average.
Yeah, you should
day.
Also watch like a 7-hour tutorial and figure out how to play before we.
Will
play.
Wheaton's like, this game's really tough. I don't know if on tabletop. I don't know if we could do this. Well, cool. Anything else you want to address before we go on?
I don't believe I have anything else to address. I move that we continue over to Matt Gill.
Sweet. Well, you know what? We're gonna play Gotta Catch 'Em All right now by Power Glove.
Let's play it.
Just so you know, we're gonna do that. We'll come back after the break.
While we do this.
I will come back and we will talk about more what I did, I guess.
This
is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to it on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
Wait. Yeah, I'm still Red Bear.
That was Gotta Catch 'Em All by Power Glove. Kind of ended on that because Bear had such a good story about playing Pokemon. And
I love
Pokemon. It was
Pokemans.
So good. So that's a really
that
good
rock. That was my childhood and still is a
you're an adult, so it's your childhood and your mid-adulthood and then your adulthood. So
I don't want to be
people,
an adult.
You know what? I fully, and that's something weird to think about, but like think about how you play games now. Like most people play video games, I would say. Like most new and up and coming people, yeah, they play video games, whether it's like Candy Crush or, you know, like a big game. What? You're making faces.
Yeah, I got news.
There's people are always playing games. In some capacity, people are always playing video games now. And like even, you know, like my grandfather plays 2048, which is a super cool game. It's like a puzzle game, you know?
Huh.
So I wonder how it's going to be, you know, when these people, not my grandfather, he's like 70-something, but like when people like us are 60, like 30 years from now, give or take, I wonder what games we will still be playing. Like, will we still play the games that we play today? Like,
I can't believe, you know, Grandpa Matt still plays Mass Effect and Witcher.
Yeah, well, that daggone Matt, he's so old. Why doesn't
he won't play anything but Witcher 3.
He never beat Mass Effect 3. This is Bear, by the way, I'm talking about. He never beat Mass Effect 3.
You need to beat Mass Effect 3. At least just to, you know, talk about it. But I mean, so anyway, that's interesting to think about, though, I think, to figure out, like, what games you would play. I guess, you know, stay tuned. 30 years from now, Experience
we're
Points,
still
is,
doing the
when
radio
Experience
show.
Points is still on the radio show 30 years from now, we'll talk about what games we're still playing. Yeah, well, they're just going ahead and playing Super Mario Brothers 22.
22.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
I love how that's my only old man voice, too. So what did I do this past week and a half?
Yes, Matt, please, tell us.
I got back into StarCraft 2. I realize I'm bad at StarCraft 2, so I'm giving the campaign a shot to kind of warm myself back up into playing StarCraft, because I haven't for so long.
Yeah.
The Enter the Void or whatever, Legacy of the Void came out. That's the Protoss. It's the final part of StarCraft 2's three-part campaign.
Indeed.
And it's the Protoss campaign, in case you didn't know. But so I'm playing through it, and I'm noticing, like, this is really, really good. And I'm pretty sure John DeLancey voices one of the characters, like an evil character. I have to look him
that's
up.
That's awesome.
I have to look up, make sure it's him. But, like, this, you know, he has, like, a speech pattern, like a special speech pattern.
You can tell.
Like, inquisitive, evil, like, curious type of speech pattern. I don't know.
That's
if
that's a good way to describe John DeLancey.
It's like every question's like, I don't know, whatever. I think he plays Alarak. I need to test that and look him up on what they call
test
the internet.
It. Oh, wow.
But,
interwebs.
The interwebs, yeah. But I'm playing it. I'm really enjoying that. And I realize, like, how much production value went into these games. Obviously, it's a big game. You know, it's a huge, huge game by Blizzard. And it's one of those games where it's not always on. It's not like it's WoW or something.
Right.
It's campaign mode and it's co-op mode and it's, you know, it's multiplayer mode, but not always on. So it's more or less one of those things where, aside from patches, like, their hands are sort of off of it. And it's interesting,
I guess, at this point. Yeah.
It's interesting to see, especially now that, you know, they're probably not developing the next StarCraft game right now. Like, there, you know, there's no expectation for a StarCraft 3 in the next, I would even say, maybe like 5 years.
I would not imagine so.
But I mean, it could be like 3 years from now, you know. But You know, they're more on the WoW train or Overwatch now or whatever. But I'm getting back into StarCraft too, which I know, and I'm noticing that, you know, it's such a good series. I might have to play through the entire thing, like, not in one sitting, but in one big sitting. I actually not play any other games and play just StarCraft 2. Maybe even start at StarCraft 1 and get the whole thing.
Do
so,
it.
Man, hold on. This phone's going off.
Oh, man. Fan mail.
Yeah. Hold on. Welcome to Southeast. No, we're not going to answer the phone. I don't even know who that would be.
Raging fans.
So I did that, and then I also got it was a gem of a game. I feel I've been playing Maya. I've been playing Planet Base, and the only thing
okay,
that these things
yeah,
have
that.
In common is that you're on another planet, and you have to build a base, and you have to they're sort of god game based things.
I
where,
see how you're trying to stitch these together.
Yeah. You're not building. You're not telling your people what to do. It's more of a god game. You say you should do this, and you influence your people. But if they aren't happy, if they don't have certain qualities or conditions met, then they won't do it fast, and they may die, and you may fail as a space god or whatever.
Space god, 2016.
That's cool. I found a game that is so good. It's actually called Sol Zero. S-O-L Zero. Sol being like the central system, and then Zero, I guess, being just a number that they tacked on. So it could be Solo or something. I don't know. It is effectively building a base and controlling people to build a base. So more like RTS StarCraft type stuff. But it's so good. It's $6 on Steam, and it's so good. It is so good. $6 on Steam. It works on pretty much every operating system. Linux, Steam Play,
yeah.
Mac, PC. I'm so happy that most games are, or good games, indie games, are coming out like that.
Yeah, me too. Especially for the Linux guys.
Yes. Yes. So I played some of that, and it's a very challenging game, but it's not hard concepts. It's just you have to get in the feeling or whatever of those concepts. The neat thing is that you can build your own maps. You can upload them to Steam Workshop. They fully, you know, integrated that out of the box, which is really, really nice. Another game that I picked up, and we've been talking about it a little bit, and we've seen it at E3. It actually released yesterday, is Santo Campo's game, Firewatch.
You mentioned that you played this.
It came out. I downloaded it for it's like $15.
It was not at all what I thought it was when we talked about it the first time, and then you showed me the preview.
Right. Yeah. It's $15. Then you get a 10% discount on Steam right now. I think it's $15 on Steam. I don't know how long it's going to be. It's maybe the Lunar Festival price or whatever. But You know, I downloaded it, and it's only a couple gigs. Like, it's not a very large game, and that's something that is kind of a turnoff for me, because if it's not just a sandbox engine, then I feel like it's got to be a big, like, size-wise game in order to be a long content, you know, lengthwise game or whatever, in like, an experience.
You want more megabytes.
I want more megabytes and gigabytes because
so
I want to be able to say, wow,
look,
like, The Witcher.
It's not about how many megabytes you have. It's about how you play them.
Right, obviously, you know, because Undertale's like 109 megabytes or something.
It's like nothing.
And it's a really fantastic game. On the other side, Witcher is 30-something gigabytes, and it's a fantastic game. It's one of the game I think I'll always play because it's just that good. I played Firewatch, and I sat through the entire thing. In one sitting, I beat it. And I played about 5 to 6 hours.
So you hated the game, is what you're saying.
No. Though I realized something, and I think we talked about this a while back, about Gone Home. The game Gone Home, where Gone Home's not really a video game. It's more like an interactive story. You walk through, and obviously, you know, a video game sort of is an interactive story, but it's not like you can fail at this game. It's not like what you do in the game. Like, you could sit there at just, you know, any point in the game and not move, and you will not lose. There's no game over. There's no losing a life.
It's basically pure story.
Right. It's a walking simulator. You walk through another world. You walk through a completely different world. In Gone Home's case, it was you were coming home from college to an empty house that your parents and your sister had moved to discover no one's there. It's stormy. There's such an immersive atmosphere, and you have to stitch together all the events that led up to, you know, because when you're at college, you don't know what's going on back home. You had to stitch together all those events.
Right.
In Gone Home's case, in Firewatch, you play a guy who, there's some, you know, some stuff that happens. I might give away any of the story if I can, but, you know, there's some stuff that happens in his personal life that forces him to sort of look for a job out in the middle of a Wyoming like national park, right after, like a couple years after the Yellowstone park fire back in the 70s. So it's like 80s. It's like 1989. So you don't have cell phones. You don't have crazy technology like computers or whatever. You literally
have
you just go in the past. You have walkie talkies, and you literally just spend like 80 days or something.
No, but for real,
in the Wyoming, forest.
Do you know how many plots of shows and everything and movies and games could have been solved with a phone call?
Right, yeah.
With a cell phone.
And that's,
like,
well,
seriously.
And especially this one, you know, there's some stuff that happens in the game. And again, I'm trying to give anything away, but there is a plot. Something does happen.
Wow. There's, what game?
Oh, there is a plot. Such plot. But there it was really, really good. The neat thing is that at some point, this isn't giving anything away, but the neat thing in the game is something they don't tout very much, because I didn't even take any pictures. But you find a camera in game, like a little disposable cardboard camera. You may not even know what I'm talking about because you're too new and stuff.
Wow, you're too young. But I used to love those, though, because I would take pictures and you have to mail them.
You have to mail it in. Right?
I used to do that.
So
it was the most exciting thing
to open it back and be
like, man, these are really crappy pictures and none of them came out right except for this one, but it's of my cat.
So you find a camera like this in the game. And you can take pictures of stuff. And there's no game mechanic that you have to take a picture of something. Some things are like that, like, Snake, go out and take a picture of this thing. Nothing like that in this game.
I can get right to Metal Gear for this.
That's exactly what I that's exactly how it is sometimes. So this was pure vanity. Like, you could just take pictures of it. But the neat thing is that, you know, when you beat the game, and again, it's not a long game, but when you beat the game, the credits roll, and you see your pictures that you took in the credits.
Oh,
and
that's
scroll
cute.
Up, and that's nice. But then you get a mysterious link. When you click on it, you can actually order your pictures. They send them to you, print it out, just like the old days.
Okay, that's just cool.
And it's really cool. You can go to the link, and you can see all your pictures online. Like, it gives you a unique, like, a Bitly or a Tiny Link or whatever.
I love that.
It's fantastic. I'm here thinking, like, every game should have a photo mode now. Games are so pretty that every game should have a photo mode. It's going to get old and annoying. I get that. But every game right now should have that built in. And there's no reason why this shouldn't be a thing. Where,
did you order your pictures?
No, I didn't take any pictures.
I'll
go back
and play it. I want to see what they send you.
I think the neat thing is that it's all very themed, like augmented reality sort of thing, because there's a fake, like, Photorama or Photo Dome company, FOTO Dome or whatever.
Great.
Like, back in the day, they used to have things like that, and they theme it. They give it to you in, like, an envelope from them. They give you, like,
you have to do it.
Yeah, it's $15, you know. It's neat for the gimmick. But, yeah, so I did play a little bit more of The Witcher. I did get back into Metal Gear Solid just so that I can start leveling up my FOBs and kind of getting back into the multiplayer game for that. I think I'm going to try to have a standard, like, maybe do a stream or something, or just until I get better internet, just upload videos, but of that stuff. And I did start working on another part of Experience Points that we haven't talked a lot, and this is we're going to talk about that after this next song, but I think you're really going to like it. So
Alrighty.
We're going to cut to songs. This is LS23, Tabletop by Beefy,
All right.
How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and Double Eyes Backfire, Now Hiring featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord by Dr. Awkward. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord. Before that, How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Eyes Backfire. And then we open the entire thing up with Tabletop by Beefy.
So much music!
We are going to talk about some news that kind of been happening. And we're going to
have like a little newsroom.
We're not
going to
go too much into detail about this news because I feel like this is worth you going online and looking for these stories.
that we have to squish everything into a 1 hour segment.
Yeah, that's it.
To be honest.
So, Super Smash Brothers, right?
Super Smash.
Been around
I've
for a
heard
while.
Of it.
There's actually something called the Bucking Couch Bowl that Twitch is running, I think.
That's funny.
And
because I'm watching the little video.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's
funny.
It's effectively a guy plays Super Smash Brothers on a couch that's being controlled by chat room people in Twitch. you can about imagine how that is from any Twitch Plays game that you've watched or maybe watched or whatever. This guy is getting bucked off of this couch pretty hard.
What is controlling the couch, though? Like, is that a hydraulic? No.
Oh, yeah. It's like a mechanical physically. Bull. It's like a mechanical bull thing that they tied a couch onto.
I gotcha.
So that's a thing. Definitely look for that online. In other internet news, PewDiePie, you might know who PewDiePie is because he makes an annoying thing like PewDiePie, something like that. And South Park made an episode with him or whatever. PewDiePie is the guy who plays videos, gets scared, yells a lot in different languages, and gets paid tons and tons of money. He is actually the most profitable, most expensive asset on YouTube. So much so that on YouTube Red, the most recent incarnation of YouTube's premium streaming service, PewDiePie has his own show that's called Scare PewDiePie, and you guessed it, it's a reality show where people try to scare PewDiePie in various ways. It's sort of like a weird, imagine walking through like the 13th gate or some horror, like horror exhibition or experience.
Every day of your life.
Every day of your life with a camera strapped to you where people can, a microphone where you can just yell and curse as loud
as you want.
You know, as loud as you want. And usually there's like, because he plays games, right, about getting scared. So effectively these episodes are based around a game that he played. So like episode 7, which is free now, you can watch it on YouTube for free to just see if you're interested. It's based around Outlast, the game where you play like a journalist that's in an insane asylum. And it seems like a bunch of good game. Yeah, it's a really good game. They're actually making a sequel, I think.
Fancy.
It's effectively PewDiePie walking around with like a chest rig where people are just yelling at him and he's yelling back. So I don't know how.
What?
I don't know how.
This seems silly.
I don't know how PewDiePie is going to do with this. I hope it works. There's a lot of staged annoying things that sort of I don't like about it. And for $10 a month, you know, I would not pay $10 a month for this. I would pay $10 a month for Google Play, which I do. So I get this and I could watch it and I probably will. But, you know, that's not really what PewDiePie's audience is about most of the time.
Well, there you go.
Moving on. So Amazon recently got into every business ever.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And it's so much so that they released a game engine. For a while they've been working on
a very large footprint
download,
of the game.
Yeah.
You were talking about how you like all the megabytes.
Yeah.
Try you some gigabytes.
These gigabytes taste pretty good.
I was looking at one of my friends installed it. I think it's 200.
It's fairly large. Like, it's
huge.
Well, the initial thing is 10. And then
10.
You can get like two media packs for 5 and 2 gigabytes respectively. And then you could also get the legacy. It's all based around the Cry Engine, which was
I was thinking 20 gigs.
Yeah, it's about 20 for everything. Yeah, it's Crytek's engine
huge.
That they heavily modified, and it's an all-in-one game engine called Lumberyard. This looks great, but I mean, what game engine doesn't look great now?
Also,
you know?
What is up with everyone wanting to modify Crytek?
Crytek's a good engine.
It's a great engine. Like I said, Robert Space Industries.
Yep.
Is
Crytek.
They're built on a modified version of Crytek.
Yeah. Well, you look at games like the Unreal Engine and the Quake Engine, the ID Tech Engine.
Yeah.
How many games are based on the Quake 3 engine? How many games were, at least, based on the Quake 3 engine? I think every game back then, seemingly, was based on that.
Right.
Or the basic engine, which ran Duke Nukem 3D for a while. That was all you got. And it was so awesome to see those games and see just exactly how everything kind of played out.
Indeed.
So, looking forward to things you can do with that. And the fact is, like, there's so many awesome things about it, right? You don't have to pay them to use it or distribute it or get money. You can make a game. That's very different from like Unity or other free engines.
Yeah.
Where there's a free license, but you can't make over a certain amount of money. Lumberyard is totally open. You can make whatever you want. They do have a disclaimer in there that everything changes if there's a zombie apocalypse. There's actually a little, in the terms of service.
Well,
so lawyers, they need something to do that's, you know, not just being a lawyer. And finally, when the FBI makes a game, that game is going to suck.
To start with, who's going to install a game or play a game by the FBI? Or the NSA?
Yeah.
Or any intelligence agency?
Fair enough. So there's cve.fbi.gov is a place that is, I'm going there, they're getting hit. It's called the Don't Be a Puppet, cve.fbi.gov.
Wow, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. You can enter the website, and it looks like a basement, and it's pretty much a website against like extreme violence, like extremist violence type stuff, and that's nice, whatever. It looks like it's a crazy 90s X-Files game, but they have a game you can play in there about a goat avoiding things. It's just bad, so you shouldn't play a game. You shouldn't be FBI, don't make games. You're bad at making games. So
I mean, seriously, still, why would I go to the site and play a game?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I just feel like you're going to be, you know, looking for information on my computer.
Yeah, download this inconspicuous executable.
There's a plugin. Don't worry about it.
Everything about, you know, this executable says that it's malware, but no, it came from the FBI. We can go ahead with this.
100% this is okay. Snowden approved.
Snowden approved. Yep. Yeah. So, because it's so fun when you're snowed in, you could play it all day.
Woo-hoo!
I made a joke.
Because
his name sounds like
this is the joke.
An unfortunate side effect of
this
weather.
Happening in like the Northeast right now.
Yeah, it was way worse. Apparently, it's getting better now. But
yeah,
we're gonna end the show. That's like our last news segment. But we are gonna talk about something that I alluded to earlier, and it's something that we talked a little bit about it. Like I don't know, maybe like half a year ago when we were talking about expanding the platform
like
and things
six
like that.
Months.
Like back last May, I think. Almost a year ago, I guess.
We had coffee this morning.
That's how it goes sometimes. We were talking about expanding the Experience Point platform and having the EPN, Experience Points Network, and we started doing that. We changed a lot around on our website. You didn't see it because we haven't really done anything else other than doing the back-end work, but there's something that I wanted to do, and I'm trying to bring a bunch of other collaborators
in. Production push?
Well, we're making a production push towards something called Experience Points Education. And you know, there's plenty of stuff online, like plenty of videos that show you how to do things.
Math Blaster.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're not going to be that good.
Oh.
But there's plenty of things, and we're both programmers. We're both developers. We do a lot of technical things.
There are
things that people don't know, and then they look it up. Maybe they don't know how to look it up. Maybe they don't know what the questions to ask are. So with Experience Points Education, how do you even? Well, you divide by two and there's a zero, then you even. Or it's even.
There you go.
But no, Experience Points Education. Hopefully, it's going to be, you know, talking about virtual machines, talking about Java programming, talking about Linux, talking about some Windows, doing some cool stuff. Maybe you'll enjoy the cool stuff too. And if you
learn you some knowledge or something.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something that I feel, you know, we're really comfortable with because we play a lot of video games. Like, that's no lie.
Yeah, but I play video games literally right now.
Video games are a lot easier to talk about, or a lot easier to play than they are to talk about. And I know it seems, you know,
everyone's talking about video games to start with.
Yeah, so. Literally. Anyway, it's on the radar. It should be on your radar. We are going to end the show on two songs. But before we do, Bear, we have a website. What is the website, Bear?
exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're also on social media if you'd like to check that out. exppoints.com/social. Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. We're streamable on iTunes and on Stitcher. You can also stream us online from the site itself. We have PayPal and Patreon. Please give us your money if you want to give us your money.
All of your money.
We promise we'll love you forever. We're going to end on two songs. This is The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Colton and Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi. Catch us back next week, Bear. You have anything to add?
No, I'm good.
We're going to drop that mic.
I've got
like
some Pokemon
hot
to catch.
We are going to see you next week on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.